All right, guys, take a look at this sign. Can you read it? What does it say? It says mile, 1 mile. Okay, 1 mile. Now, where is this? Is this in the city? No, it's not in the city. It's out in the country, right? This mile sign is out in the country. Okay, the word country has two meanings. Okay, it can mean a country like Canada or Nigeria or Vietnam. Okay, those are countries. But the word country also has another meaning. Do you know what it is? Country can also mean countryside. Okay, so if you say, I live in the country, that probably means you don't live in the city. You live out in the country. Or maybe you live on a farm or on a ranch, or maybe you just live out in the boonies. The boonies means like out in the woods. Okay, you can say, if you live in the woods, you can say, I live out in the boonies, or I live in the sticks, right? You just, maybe you're, I don't know, whatever reason, maybe you just like to live alone, out in the boonies, right? Here in Canada, a lot of people live out in the boonies. You know, if you drive out into the woods, you see houses, and people live there. They live, it's maybe far away from a town. I mean, it could be close to a town, but you know, it's out in the country, right? So that's what it means, out in the country. Now, this could also mean a country like Canada, right? Like I live in the country. I mean, let's say, you know, you're saying something about Canada, right? That's not true. I could say, well, look, I'm right. I know this because I live in the country. Right, I live in the country. So if you're saying something untrue about Canada and you're living somewhere else in the world and you have some crazy ideas about Canada, I could say, well, look, I know I live in the country. In that situation, it means I'm talking about the country of Canada. Okay, so the meaning kind of, you know, it depends on the context, but most of the time when you would hear this, I live in the country, it would mean countryside. Okay, so you don't always have to use the countryside. You can just say, I live in the country. That means you live outside the city. Okay, so here's the word I want to teach you today. Country mile. Have you ever heard this before? That's why I put the picture of the sign of the 1 mile sign at the beginning of this lesson. All right, so I want you to remember two things. I want you to remember that mile sign. What does it mean? Mile, a country mile. That mile sign is out in the country. Okay, it's not in the city. It's out in the country. 1 mile out in the country. What does that mean? The country mile. Well, this is an idiom in English. Okay, so if someone wins by a country mile, right? Usually when you hear this, it will be with the verb win. Okay, so he won by a country mile. What does that mean? Well, that means he won by a huge margin. Okay, he won by a large margin. Now, this could be anything. It could be a race, like a running race, right? Like Usain Bolt, right? Remember the Jamaican sprinter? Every time you watch him run at the Olympics or whatever, he would just win by a country mile. Right, so this country mile, it doesn't necessarily need to mean a literal mile, right? It's just more of like a figure of speech. It's just kind of it's figurative language. We're not really talking about a real mile, although it could. You could probably use this to talk about a real mile, but most of the time we're just using it figuratively, right? So when Usain Bolt, when he would run the 100 meter dash, right? It's just a 100 meter sprint. That's not a mile, right? That's just 100 meters. But we could say he won by a country mile, even though he probably only won by like a few meters, right? So when you look at the whole pack of people, right? Let's say there are like 10 sprinters and they're all running. It was very clear that he was always pretty far ahead of the other people, right? They would always kind of be in a group. He would pull ahead, and he would just, he would be quite a large margin ahead of the other sprinters. So you could say he won by a country mile. Okay, he won by a large margin. Okay, I don't want any visitors within a country mile of my property. I don't want any visitors within a country mile of my property. Now, who would say this? What kind of person might say this? Well, what's the name of a person who likes to be alone, who just lives by themselves? So what that means is, I don't want any visitors anywhere near my property. Okay, so you could say it both ways, right? I don't want any visitors within a country mile of my property, which means I don't want any visitors near my property. Now, guys, if you're taking an exam like the IELTS exam or the CELPIP exam, if you were to say something like this, this is kind of like a low-level answer. If you want to boost your score, you should use kind of some idiom or some phrasal verb or some figurative kind of language, right? I don't want any visitors within a country mile of my property. That would be a much better way to say it, and you'd get a much higher score. Okay, so what kind of person? A hermit. All right, do you know what a hermit is? A hermit is a person who doesn't really like to be around people. They prefer just being alone. And, like the people I said who might live out in the boonies, out in the bush, in the sticks, right? If you come to Canada here and you drive out of a city for a ways, you get out into like the middle of nowhere, right? It's not like a country like, I don't know, like Germany or some, like India or something like that, where you go a little bit and you always find a town or a village or there's kind of people there. Like here in Canada, if you drive far enough north, or even sometimes if you just drive a little ways out of the city, it's just in the middle of nowhere, right? It's like nobody lives there, right? So it's kind of crazy, but it may be crazy for you to experience if you're coming from a country like Germany or India. Because there are forests in Germany and there are like, natural places. There's like jungles in India and mountains up north and stuff like that. I know that, but just here in Canada, just the vast wilderness. Remember when I was on my Canada trip, I was up in Labrador. Guys, that was just the feeling of being so alone in the world, knowing that there's no human beings within maybe a few hundred miles from you. Now, guys, here in Canada, we actually use kilometers, not miles. Actually, I'll talk about that in a little bit. First, I just wanted to teach you another meaning of this word. Hermit. This kind of crab is called the hermit crab. Okay. Now, why is it called the hermit crab? Because it lives alone. Right? So the crab is named after the person, not the other way around. Person is not named after the crab, right? This crab lives alone in its shell, so it's called a hermit crab, right? So, just an interesting little fact. If you like going to the beach and you see a hermit crab, then you will know what it's called in English, okay? So, here's another example. She hit the baseball a country mile. Have you ever played baseball? She hit the baseball a country mile. It means just a far way. Right, very, very far. Okay, guys, so here's what I wanted to show you about Canada, talking about distances. Okay, now Canada used to use the imperial system. They switched over to the metric system about 50 years ago. Okay, so actually, that's pretty recent, right? I mean, if you think about 50 years, it may be 50, 60, 70 years, right? So how old is your grandparents or your parents or your grandparents, right? So if your grandparents lived in Canada, they would have used miles all the time. They would not have used kilometers when they're speaking. right? They would say, oh, that farm is a mile down the road, right? And they would have measured their speed in miles per hour, not kilometers per hour. But nowadays in Canada, we use kilometers per hour and we measure distances in kilometers. Okay, but even though we do that, most of the roads in Canada were built a long time ago, right? So here's a screenshot of Canadian prairies, right? Just a random spot on the Canadian prairies. So look at these like boxes, right? So how far apart are these roads? Do you know? How far apart do you think each of these roads is? Now, it's actually easier to look. This is a satellite view. It's easier to just kind of look at the default view, okay? So look at this. It's like a grid. It's like a perfect grid, right? And if you come to Canada here, you might be amazed at how straight some roads are. Some of the roads are really straight, right? So look at this. This is an actual map of a spot on the Canadian prairies. Much of Canada is like this. It's built on like the grid system, right? So how far apart is each of these, you know, these squares? Well, I'll tell you, it's a half mile, okay? So half a mile apart. Ooh, there's the homework already. So half a mile apart between these roads. So if you drive, you know, if someone talks about something a mile away, well, you'll probably have to cross over one road and then you'll go to another road. So a mile is about 1.6, I think it is, 1.6 kilometers. So it's less than 2 kilometers. All right. So each of these segments would just be like under a kilometer. It'd be like 0.8 of a kilometer, I think, right? So that's some Canadian trivia for you guys. We used to use miles, and that's why the roads are built based on the mile, not on the kilometer. So maybe you didn't know that, guys. So guys, for homework, I want you to make a sentence with a country mile. Right, easy homework today. And let me know, guys, are you a hermit? It's an extra bonus homework question for you. Are you a hermit? Do you like being alone, or do you love being surrounded by people? Could you live out in the Canadian boonies just to have a little house, have some firewood? What would you do? That would be an interesting life, right? If you're just living alone out in the wilderness. Is that a good thought, or is that kind of a scary thought for you? Honestly, for me, that's a kind of a scary thought, just to be living completely alone out in the boonies. What's the purpose of life, you know? Would your life have any purpose if you're living completely alone out with the bears and the deer and all the other wildlife we have here in Canada? It would be kind of a crazy life to be a hermit, right? But some people like that. So let me know if you are one of those people. But guys, I look forward to reading your homework sentences. So that's what it means, a country mile. I thought that might be an interesting term for you to learn, because actually we use that. You hear that quite often, you know, in normal English, right? He won by a country mile. Like, let's say a politician won an election by a country mile. Let's say a politician got 60% of the vote and all the other politicians got, you know, 10-20% of the vote, then you could say he won or she won by a country mile, right? It just means they won by a huge margin. All right, guys, that's it for today's lesson. Just a quick little vocabulary lesson for you. So I hope you learned something. Hope you enjoyed it. Guys, thank you so much for always watching my videos. I really appreciate you. As always, I love you so much. Stay safe, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.